This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Indonesian officials say more than 400 people died, hundreds more injured, and earthquakes that triggered a 6-meter-high tsunami, AP's Ben Thomas reporting.
That's the sound of a tsunami blasting through low-standing bayside buildings in the city of Palu, Indonesia. A magnitude 7.5 earthquake struck, setting off the tsunami that sent waves up to 20 feet high into the capital of Central Sulawesi Province. Hundreds of people had been attending a beach festival when the tsunami struck. As the death toll climbed, initial figures were only being reported from Palu, and the country's disaster agency warned that the toll would likely rise once rescuers are able to reach other coastal communities where communications have been cut off. I'm Ben Thomas.
Amid a new investigation of his Supreme Court nominee, President Trump is maintaining his support for Brett Kavanaugh.
Actually, this could be a blessing in disguise, because having the FBI go out, do a thorough investigation, whether it's 3 days or 7 days, I think it's going to be less than a week, but having them do a thorough investigation, I actually think will be a blessing in disguise. It'll be a good thing.
FBI looking into allegations Kavanaugh sexually assaulted 2 women. He denies the allegations. Taliban has denounced Afghanistan and Pakistan for planning to convene a major bilateral conference of religious scholars in a bid to declare the Afghan insurgency as un-Islamic. The Taliban alleges the United States is plotting to build religious opposition to the Taliban's holy war against foreign occupation of Afghanistan. Taliban is asserting that the U.S. military mission has failed to defeat the Taliban, are now resorting to such conferences. This is VOA News. Syria.